The book of Jonah in the Old Testament is really short. It is only four super short chapters, and it tells the story of Jonah, you know, and how he was called by God to go to Nineveh and preach there and tell everybody to shape up, repent, repent. And Jonah was afraid, so he went the other way to Tarshish. And remember how he was on the boat, and then there was all this storms, and then the people threw him off the boat because they thought that he was the reason for the storms, because they found out he had disobeyed God. And so there he is in the water, and he gets swallowed up by the whale, and then he gets coughed up onto the shore. The beautiful thing happens that he does go to Nineveh finally. He finally obeys God. And when he goes to Nineveh, he tells the king, this is in chapter 3, he says to the king, this whole place is going to perish. Everybody needs to repent, and repent now, like change your life, go back to God. And the king listens, and he goes and he sits in a pile of ashes. It's one of the many places in the Old Testament where we see this sort of sitting in ashes. And the king of Nineveh, he proclaims a fast to the whole city. And he says, listen, folks, if we don't shape up, we will perish. We will die. We will be destroyed. And it serves us right because we turn back on God. Lent, my friends, is a time. We started with ashes in the same sort of way. We don't have to sit in a pile of ashes and roll around in them. We just have to put them on our face. And it doesn't mean that we're better than everybody else. It actually means I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. And we begin this Lent in that sort of a way of like repentance. I know that if I don't shape up, if I don't actually repent and give my life back to God and stop sinning, that I might just perish. And I don't want that. So our prayers, our fasting, our almsgiving, these things Jesus talks about in our gospel today that Lent is all about, it's how we repent. It's how we turn yet again to God, away from the enemy. And praise God, we get to start today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.